1번입니다. 대화를 듣고 남자가 어머니의 생일 선물로 준비할 것을 고르세요.
You look so serious, Peter. What's up?
Well, Laura, tomorrow is my mom's birthday. I am thinking about what to buy for her.
How about a scarf?
I already gave her one last year.
Then how about a bag?
My dad is probably going to give her a bag, and my sister is planning to buy either a polka dot skirt or a blouse. I want to give my mom something special this year.
How about baking a birthday cake for her?
Oh, that's a good idea. But I don't know how, and I don't have enough time.
I'll help you. Let's get started.
Thanks. You are such a great friend.
2번입니다. 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 대화하고 있는 장소를 고르세요.
Could you take off your shoe, sir?
Why?
We need to run your shoes through the X-ray scanner.
They're sneakers. How can I hide anything in them?
We have to check them. It's airport policy.
Okay. I will do what you say.
Sir, please step aside. Do you have any metal in your pockets?
Oh, my keys.
You have to take everything out of your pockets.
Come on, people are waiting in line.
I'm sorry, these are the rules. Please take everything out and walk through the metal detector.
Phew, it's not so easy to fly overseas these days.
This way, sir.
3번입니다. 대화를 듣고 두 사람의 관계로 알맞은 것을 고르세요.
Excuse me, ma'am. Would you tell me what you saw when the accident happened?
Yes. I was driving home from work. It was getting dark. There weren't many cars on the road. Suddenly, a red sports car passed by me really fast. After a few seconds, I heard a crash and saw that the car had hit a tree.
I see. Now, how fast do you think the car was going?
I was driving at about 40 miles per hour, so it must have been going a lot faster than that.
What did you do after you saw the accident?
I stopped my car and checked whether anyone was hurt. The driver seemed badly hurt, so I called 911, and that ambulance arrived here just before you.
Thank you very much.
4번입니다. 대화를 듣고 여자가 자원봉사자로서 하게 될 일을 고르세요.
Why do you want to join this program?
I heard that you want lots of volunteers for the community center's Help Our Neighbors program.
Do you have any previous experience helping other people?
Yes. For 3 years, I have been volunteering to build homes for people in need. I also taught some poor children and helped to serve free meals for the homeless when I was a college student.
We already have many volunteers for that kind of work. What we need are people who can teach Korean to foreign workers and immigrants and provide medical help to them when they are sick.
I think I can be helpful for that because I'm currently running a local hospital as a physician.
Great. You are the very person we have been waiting for. Can you start this weekend?
Of course.
5번입니다. 대화를 듣고 대화의 마지막에 나타난 여자의 심경으로 가장 알맞은 것을 고르세요.
Today, we have a guest from Canada. Welcome to the show, Miss Miller.
Hi, I'm happy to be here today. Thank you for inviting me.
I heard you have a special purpose in coming to Korea. What is it?
I want to find my biological parents. My Korean name is Choi Young-sun. I was adopted to a Canadian family when I was 5.
Ladies and gentlemen, she has been trying to find her birth parents, and we have been helping her. Now we are going to open the results of our efforts together. Miss Miller, I have both good news and bad news for you. The good news is that we finally found your parents.
Really? Wow! I'm so happy to hear that. Can I see them right now?
But unfortunately, I'm sorry to say that they cannot be here today. They passed away last year in an accident.
Oh no! How could it be possible? I've missed them so much. What are you doing here?
Surprise! What are you up to tonight?
Nothing. I really don't feel like going out.
Come on. I've got tickets for a new movie. It'll be fun.
No, I can't stand the smell of dried squid.
Okay. Well, there are lots of other things we can do. Let's go to a rock concert. I'm sure we can still get tickets.
No, it's too loud. You'd better go with your other friends.
How about going to the stadium to watch a baseball game?
It's freezing cold outside.
But you can't stay home by yourself. You must be hungry. I bet we can make reservations at a French restaurant.
Hello, this is Kathy.
Hi, Kathy. This is Michael. I heard your dog just had 5 puppies.
Yeah, my family is all excited about it. Come over and have a look at them. They are so cute.
Of course. I'll go with my little sister around 7. Is that okay with you?
Sure. By the way, is that why you're calling me?
No, actually. I want to ask you a favor.
What is it?
I'm reading a book about Chinese history for a report, and it's really difficult to understand. Can you help me?
Okay. What can I do for you?
Can you please read a few chapters and tell me what the key points are?
Well, let's talk about it tonight.
Pamela Nixon was born in Austin, Texas, and was raised in a Christian family in Tucson, Arizona. Her father was a worker in the textile industry, and her mother was a homemaker. She had 2 brothers, David and Tony. As a child, Pamela was involved in many activities at church and at her public school in Tucson. Pamela was fond of sports, including tennis, ice skating, and swimming. She earned many awards as a Girl Scout. At the local public high school, she served as president of the student council. In 1974, at the age of 26, she began to work for Republican presidential candidate Barry Goldwater. Her parents encouraged her to pursue the career of her choice. Good morning. Happy to see you. At last you showed up. I'm looking forward to your script.
I'm sorry, but I don't think I can keep up with the schedule.
What? I already gave you enough time.
But you asked for too many changes in the storylines.
It was only the outline of the story.
Anyway, I need more time.
Okay, I will give you one more week. Can you have your script ready by next week?
I will do my best, but I might need even more time.
Then we will be much further behind schedule. Please, try to meet the deadline this time.
This
is today's weather update. In Gyeonggi and Chungcheong province, the day will start with clear skies, but clouds will gradually move in during the morning. These areas will stay under cloudy skies for the rest of the day. In the western part of Gangwon, we expect heavy rain with thunder and lightning in the afternoon. Please watch out for possible storm damage. In Gyeongsang and Jeolla, there will be strong winds and yellow dust in the afternoon, so don't forget to wear masks when you go out. In the late afternoon, people in Jeju can expect snowfall instead of rain.
Number 1.
What seems to be the trouble?
I have a bad headache.
Number 2.
I'd like to open a new account.
Would you fill out this form, please?
Number 3.
Do you mind if I sit here?
Sorry, it's taken.
Number 4.
How would you like your hair done?
I'd like to get a perm.
Number 5.
How can I help you, ma'am?
I don't see anything I want. I'll come back later.
12번입니다. 다음을 듣고 내용과 가장 어울리는 속담을 고르세요.
A few weeks ago, Anne went to Europe. At first, she enjoyed experiencing different cultures, seeing exotic scenery, and meeting new people. She was fascinated by the museums, the old castles, and the various kinds of food. But after a few days of happiness, she began to miss everything in her native land. However magnificent the palaces she had seen, she felt most comfortable in her own home with her family.
13번입니다. 대화를 듣고 남자가 지불해야 할 금액을 고르세요.
Is there anything I can do for you?
Yes, I'm looking for a new computer. How much are you asking for this one?
Sir, it's $1,000, but if you buy it today, you'll get it at 10% off.
Only for today?
No, this sales event continues for a week. Are you currently using one of our products?
Yes, why?
Well, we're providing a $50 discount coupon for customers who return their old computers to us.
Wonderful. That's a good deal. I'll take it.
Okay, we'll pick up your old computer when we deliver the new one.
All right.
14번입니다. 대화를 듣고 메모된 내용이 잘못된 것을 고르세요.
Hello, this is Eric Carson of ABC Warranty Service Center.
Hi, I've been having some problems with my fridge.
Okay, but may I first have some details about you?
My name is Mary Johnson. I live at 115 Maple Avenue. My telephone number is 823-7705.
Thank you. What's the problem with your fridge?
It has been making a lot of noise since last Tuesday.
When did you get it?
I bought it last year. Its model number is K-230S.
This fridge comes with a 2-year warranty, so we'll fix it free of charge. Our repairman can visit your home at 10 a.m. tomorrow. Are you available then?
Yes, thank you.
I feel so free now that I finished my project earlier than expected.
So, what would you like to do with your extra free time?
I'd like to go to the movies, but it's 9:15 p.m. Isn't it too late?
Don't worry. Late night movies start at 11 p.m. at Sky Cinema, and it's 30% cheaper.
Great. What's showing?
It's a romantic horror film, but I can't remember the title.
A romantic horror film? That sounds interesting. All right, what time should we meet?
How about 15 minutes before the movie starts in front of the box office?
Okay, see you then. You look down. What's wrong with you?
My teacher took my cell phone and said she would return it 3 days later.
What? Why?
Well, I actually forgot to turn off my phone and it rang during class.
I see.
But I didn't do it on purpose.
Whether it was intentional or not, it was your mistake.
I know. But isn't it too harsh that I have to do without my cell phone for 3 days? What are you doing with all this used paper?
I separated it for recycling, but I don't know what to do with it now. Do you have any good ideas?
Well, I have a method I've used for a long time, but it's nothing special.
What is it?
I always use the backside of paper for solving math problems.
That's a good idea. Anything else?
I also cut it into smaller pieces and take telephone messages on them.
Honey,
I think you'd better stop driving to work and commute by bike.
Why do you say that?
Recently, oil prices are going up and air pollution is getting worse.
Yeah, but riding a bike is so much work.
Riding a bicycle is good for your health. Don't you think you're putting on weight these days? You need some exercise.
Hey, I already jog and play tennis once in a while.
I know, but you have to work out regularly. In addition, we can save a lot on living expenses. Why are you interested in working with us?
I've always wanted to do something with computers. I've liked them ever since I was a kid, and I'm good at designing web pages.
Do you have any qualifications for this job?
Yes, I have 2 certificates in computer graphics.
Okay. What qualities do you think are important to this position?
Creative thinking and passion, I guess.
Would you tell me about your strong points?
Well, I think I am a very responsible and outgoing person.
What do you think of working overtime if you get paid for it?
Have
you ever heard about color treatment? It's a kind of therapy using colors to help improve functions in our bodies. Let's look at some examples of it. When your digestive system doesn't work well, orange is said to promote digestion. If your blood pressure is much higher than usual, blue enables it to return to a normal state. Yellow is also believed to be effective for good memory, and pink helps strengthen a positive attitude, so it can help you overcome helplessness or depression. In conclusion,